The 5-minute Torah continues to come from Camp Dina in the Pocono Mountains. This past Sunday, Shivas HaBetamiz, was a difficult Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus discusses 5 terrible tragedies that occurred on Shivas HaBetamiz. And one of them being Batal HaTomid, that we did not bring the Karban Tomid. And when we compare that tragedy to the others on the list, it just doesn't seem as significant. How does that compare to the breaking of the Luchos? How does that compare to the walls of Yishalayim being broken through? Batal HaTomid, and what about all the other Karbanos? Why is that so significant? So it's amazing that in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Pinchas, we actually have the Karban Tamid, the mitzvah of the Karban Tamid. There's another question that we have to ask. That is, why is the Karban Tamid being discussed here in Parsha's Pinchas? After Yoshua has been appointed the leader of Klal Yisrael, we've been bringing the Karban Tamid for the past 40 years already. Why suddenly now did the Torah introduce the Karban Tamid? So the Halakha Nesiv HaShalom, the Slonim HaRabbi, explains that the door of Moshe Rabbeinu, the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, was a generation that was able to understand Torah in such an easy fashion, as it was spoon-fed for Moshe Rabbeinu, who's makabel Torah miSinai. They were learning from Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore their learning was so much easier. It was so much easier to understand. It was so much easier to attain that knowledge. There weren't the same challenges that one has when you're trying to work through and be amal b'Torah to understand and to remember. The door of Yeshua was a new generation. The door of Yeshua didn't have a Moshe Rabbeinu who had that relationship as baklariyam ear with the Ribbono Shel'Olam to transmit Torah to them. The door of Yeshua was a door that then enters Eretz Yisrael and is a door that needs to work ba'avoda, ba'amelis, and toil for their connection for Torah, to their understanding of Torah. The Karban Tamid represents a constant, consistent sacrifice for Hashem. Tamid means tamidius, is consistency. A Karban, by definition, is a sacrifice. The Karban Tamid is the symbolism of sacrificing, of putting in amelis, of toiling in learning Torah, in keeping Torah every single day of our life. Many talk about the very famous medrash that's lost, that's brought down in the Hakadama, in one of the Pirushim to the Hakadama of the Ein Yaakov, of what the most important pasuk in the Torah is. We've all heard this before, and there are many beautiful answers, and the machlokas is it the pasuk v'after echakamocha? Is the pasuk Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Or is the pasuk as a keves achat taseh b'boker, as a keves hasheni taseh bein rabayim, the Karban Tamid? And everybody asks, I would understand Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad as being the most important pasuk in the Torah, the foundation of Amunah. How many thousands and millions of Jews have given up their life with those words on their lips? B'haftar lecha kamocha zeklal gadol b'Torah, also a very strong possibility. The foundation of Bein Adam L'Chavero Derech Eret Kadmu L'Torah, our interpersonal relationships, our care for others, could be the most important pasuk in the Torah. But the Karban Tamid, that's the most important pasuk in the Torah. And maybe now we understand, as the Karban Tamid represents a tmidios in Avodas Hashem, a consistency of Avodas Hashem, which is so important, but not just any consistency, a Karban Tamid. Is consistency in being willing to sacrifice for Hashem, be willing to work hard for Hashem, be willing to amel b'Torah, to toil in the Torah for Hashem. And maybe that's why the bittul, the nullification of Karban Tamid, not bringing the Karban Tamid, was included as one of the worst tragedies of Shivas HaBetamiz, ultimately leading to destruction of Beis HaMikdash. The Ribbono Shel Olam brought me a matana a few years ago. If you take the gematria with the koilel of Chai Amelus B'Toira, a life of Amelus B'Toira, a life of toiling in Torah, working hard in Torah, in learning Torah, in keeping Torah, a life of Karban Tamid, is Gematria 1218, exactly Gematria, Binyan Beis HaMikdash Maher, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, quickly, Bez Hashem, Bekar of Mamish in our days. We're all waiting, especially during these days, for Mashiach Zidkenu, Bimheir B'Yameinu. Everyone should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, full of Simcha, full of Bracha.